I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. During the recent National Congress of the Communist Party, Chinese leader Xi Jinping won an unprecedented third term, and then he packed the government with his most loyal allies. As Xi's power grows, Christians are concerned about the state of religious liberty in China. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says,
he's not been a friend to the religious community per se. I mean, he's been pretty vocal about that. I don't think that's anything that he would deny. He's very, very much about protecting China and its interests, and the religious community at times, in his opinion, kind of pushes back against that.
Rovenstein says evangelism and the distribution of Bibles may get more difficult in the days ahead, but older Chinese Christians have lived and ministered under a more authoritarian government before, so pray their wisdom would lead the church forward. And the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is this Sunday, November 6. Mission India works with Indian believers to conduct children's Bible clubs, church planter trainings, and adult literacy classes. Many of the Christians they work with have experienced persecution, sometimes severely. Eric with Mission India says, according to the annual World Watch List,
back in 2012, India was ranked number 32 for the most persecuted country on earth for Christians. And as of today, in 2022, India now ranks 10th. Believers in India have just seen a tremendous amount of persecution, just more intensely and more often than they have been in the years prior.
Mission India has a four-day devotional November 3rd through the 6th for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. You can sign up at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.